This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 32.
В эфире 32-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим о времени проведения различных мероприятий, о расписании дня. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Breakfast.
Завтрак.
Lunch.
Lunch.
Dinner.
Обед.
Water.
Вода.
Dress.
Надевать, одевать.
10 o'clock.
10 часов.
7:30.
7:30.
In the afternoon.
Днем.
In the evening.
Вечером.
In the morning.
Утром.
Next week.
На будущей неделе.
Next month.
В будущем месяце.
Next year.
В будущем году.
Last week.
На прошлой неделе.
Last Monday.
В прошлый понедельник.
On Monday.
В понедельник.
On Tuesday.
Во вторник.
Tomorrow.
Завтра.
Yesterday.
Вчера.
Tonight.
Сегодня вечером.
After.
После.
Before.
До того. Прежде.
May I come in?
Разрешите войти?
May I go to the party?
Можно мне пойти на вечер?
May he stay all night?
Может ли он остаться на всю ночь? Мартин Лернер проводит вечер со своей семьей. Они беседуют о своих прошлых занятиях и планах на будущее с указанием времени. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did. Where are the children?
Sue is reading. Alan is dressing.
Dressing?
For the party. He's going to a party tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. When is the party?
The party begins at 10 o'clock.
Is he dressing now? It's only 7 o'clock.
I know, but he's dressing. The party is important. Martin, are you going to take Sue to the movies tomorrow?
I can. Does she want to go tomorrow?
Yes, she does. When is your meeting tomorrow?
In the morning.
When is the meeting?
At 11 o'clock.
Can you go to the movies in the afternoon?
Yes, I can. When?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Sue wants to go to Jennifer's house tomorrow. She can go in the morning.
When is dinner?
You didn't eat lunch. Do you want dinner?
Very much.
Dinner is at 7:30.
Hi, may I come in?
Of course.
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did.
Can we go to the movies tomorrow?
Yes, we can.
When?
In the afternoon.
Can we go at 6 o'clock? I want to go to Jennifer's house.
That's very late. You have school on Monday. Let's go at 4 o'clock.
When can I go to Jennifer's house?
You can go to Jennifer's house in the morning.
May I phone Jennifer now?
No, it's time for dinner.
When may I phone her?
After dinner.
When is dinner?
At 7:30.
In a few minutes.
Okay, I'm going to read.
I'm going to finish dinner. Come help me.
Okay.
Время может быть указано приблизительно или точно. Приблизительное время охватывает небольшой период. Вот примеры обстоятельств приблизительного времени.
Tonight. Tomorrow.
In the morning.
In the afternoon.
On Monday.
After dinner.
In a few minutes.
Указание точного времени обычно начинается с предлога at, за которым следует числительное, и слово o'clock. Например, at 7 o'clock, в 7 часов. Послушайте.
At 7 o'clock. At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. At 7:30.
At 6 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за полом во время пауз.
Today. Today. In the morning. In the morning. On Tuesday. On Tuesday. This week. This week. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. In the evening. In the evening. After lunch. After lunch. Before dinner. Before dinner. At 8 o'clock in the morning. At 8 o'clock in the morning. At 2:30. At 2:30. At 4:15. At 4:15. At 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock.
Теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, называя определенное время.
When do you go to work?
Отвечайте поскорее. At 8:30.
When do you eat lunch?
At 12 o'clock.
When do you shop?
Говорите живее. At 8 o'clock in the evening.
I'm going to call the children.
I'm going to get some water.
Okay. Alan! Sue!
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока мы продолжим беседу о том, чем занимаемся, поговорим о своих прошлых и будущих занятиях и о времени их проведения. Вечер. Мартин Лернер дома со своей семьей. Они беседуют о том, чем занимаются, о своем расписании, о планах на будущее с указанием времени.
Did you finish your book, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? I read that book 4 years ago.
Yes, I liked it.
That book is for boys.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, Alan. I read that book many years ago.
Dad?
Don't ask me. I don't want to say. I read it, too. Alan, when are you coming home?
In the morning, at 9 o'clock.
Are you going to have breakfast?
Yes.
When are you going to have breakfast?
We're going to have breakfast there in the morning. When is your meeting, Dad?
The meeting is at 11 o'clock.
May I come home at 11 o'clock? You can meet me at the Ito's house.
No, you come home at 9 o'clock. I want you to come before my meeting.
Okay.
Alan, can you come to the movies with us?
When are you going to the movies?
At 4 o'clock.
What movie are you going to see?
We're going to see the Walt Disney movie.
That's for children.
Daddy's going with me.
I don't want to see a movie for children.
Alan, it's not for children.
I have to study in the afternoon.
Can you study in the evening?
I have to study in the afternoon and in the evening.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study after lunch and after dinner.
When are you going to work?
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I have to work on Monday.
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course. I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
Послушайте выражение, указывающее приблизительное время.
4 years ago.
Many years ago.
In the morning.
Before my meeting.
In the afternoon. In the evening. After lunch. After dinner. Tomorrow. On Monday.
Before school.
This week.
Теперь послушайте выражение точного времени.
At 9 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 7:30. At 8:30.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
When do you get up? When do you get up?
I get up at 6:30 in the morning. I get up at 6:30 in the morning. When do you go to work?
I go to work at 8:30. I go to work at 8:30. My work begins at 9:30.
I go to work at 9 o'clock. I go to work at 9 o'clock.
I have lunch at 12:15. I have lunch at 12:15. When do you have dinner?
I have dinner at 7 o'clock in the evening. I have dinner at 7 o'clock in the evening. When do you usually go to the movies?
I go to the movies on weekends. I go to the movies on weekends.
And I go to the movies in the evening. And I go to the movies in the evening.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
When do you go to work?
Отвечайте. I go to work at... И укажите время.
When do you eat?
I eat at... И укажите время.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Завтрак.
Breakfast. Breakfast.
Lunch.
Lunch. Lunch.
Обед.
Dinner. Dinner.
Вода.
Water. Water.
Глагол надевать, одевать, одеваться.
Dress. Dress.
Выражение времени. 10 часов.
Ten o'clock. Ten o'clock.
7:30.
Seven thirty. Seven thirty.
Днем.
In the afternoon. In the afternoon.
Вечером.
In the evening. In the evening.
Утром.
In the morning. In the morning.
На будущей неделе.
Next week. Next week.
В будущем месяце.
Next month. Next month.
В будущем году.
Next year. Next year.
На прошлой неделе.
Last week. Last week.
В прошлый понедельник.
Last Monday. Last Monday.
В понедельник.
On Monday. On Monday.
Во вторник.
On Tuesday. On Tuesday.
Завтра.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Сегодня вечером.
Tonight. Tonight.
Вчера.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Предлоги. После. После того, как...
After. After.
Прежде. До того, как...
Before. Before.
Другие выражения. Разрешите войти.
May I come in? May I come in?
Можно мне пойти на вечер?
May I go to the party? May I go to the party?
Можете ли вы прийти завтра?
Can you come tomorrow? Can you come tomorrow?
Можете ли вы выйти на работу во вторник?
Can you work on Tuesday? Can you work on Tuesday?
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 33-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы продолжим беседу о расписании дня и о времени проведения определенных мероприятий. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Перемена.
Change.
Менять, изменять.
To change.
Демонстрация.
Demonstration.
Океан.
Ocean.
Место, места.
Place. places.
Загрязнение.
Pollution.
Конец недели. Weekend.
Weekend.
Относящийся к окружающей среде.
Environmental.
Шумный.
Noisy.
В 11 часов.
At 11 o'clock.
В 11:15.
At 11:15.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю. «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.